T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. You are you. Let's have fun. Bucks win 108-100. I'll say it.
It's over?
Yeah. Series is over.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll say it.
Yeah.
You win like that. You win like that.
I think if you win Friday, for sure, it's over. Because all you got to do is go to, all you got to do is drive. All you got to go is split in Toronto and you're good. So the team goes up 3-1 in the series.
All you got to do is split.
All you got to do is split. All you got to do is split. Yeah. But not here. You got to win both of these games at home. And, yeah, you know, the six-day layoff, I think, had something to do with it, too. You can't replicate playoff intensity in a practice for 6 days. You know, they had the scout team at practice the other day were wearing Raptor jerseys just as much as they could to replicate the Raptors, but that doesn't equal actually playing the Raptors and being in a gym full of fans like it was last night. So I'm going to say some of that had to do with the 6 or 7 day layoff.
Who played the role of Kawhi Leonard?
I don't know.
Scout team?
No, I don't know. But I mean, they
Tim Frazier.
They were talking about probably
Steve Novak.
Well, they were, some of the assistant coaches were playing, so I would think Darvin Ham was out there.
Oh, D Ham.
I think D was probably out
Ham
there.
Hambone.
I'm sure Hambone was doing something. I'm sure he was replicating somebody out there.
Hambone's going to get a head coaching job pretty soon.
Well, hey, if the Bucks go to the NBA Finals. You know, I mean, what they do is the other teams, they pick off your assistant coaches. And I've heard all season that Hambone is a candidate for jobs out there. People like him. He's an up-and-comer. He's a fast riser. So that wouldn't surprise me.
My buddy on Facebook wrote this little diatribe last night. He says, the Bucks are going to the NBA Finals. I've hesitated to say it because I've hesitated to believe it. But they had no business winning last night. They did, because they're that great. They are historically great.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they did make the finals, I've been thinking the Warriors will beat them. I don't think that anymore. I think the Bucks can do this. I just can't believe it's happening.
I'm walking to the game, and I'm walking by the Deer District, and you know, I go a long way back. It just was, it still is surreal to me, walking through there and seeing how cool that looks and seeing Bucks fans everywhere and a buzz in downtown Milwaukee. Before and after the game, and after the game is walking to my car, just how cool that was last night. And it's like, man, here we are, 72-degree temperatures, and the Bucks are playing. And they're playing in the Eastern Conference Finals. It's like, man, how many years did we miss out on this happening? When all the other teams, I was jealous of all these other NBA teams, especially that team to the South who enjoyed it many times in the 90s. And now it's finally, long overdue, coming our way. And after 18 years, it's back. But with that whole Deer District, that was just, you know, and there's many more days to come like that, hopefully, this year.
I was thinking of that on my way in. I was thinking about the Lazary family and they're in New York. They see this team that's for sale. They buy them along with Edens and the 19 other owners. They buy them. They build a new arena. They build a downtown district. They bring the DNC here, which is going to, okay.
No matter what you think about politics, it's going to be great for the city of Milwaukee. You got to say that. You got to say that every time.
But they're bringing so much, like, here, and they're bringing so much national attention here. That image of Shaq going into the crowd that I tweeted out, that's going to be a lasting image for me.
Yeah.
I mean, these playoffs.
Where that third district is, where was that? What was in that space 3 or 4 years ago.
It was a
It was a parking lot and a bar underneath that parking lot that was like 16 different names since the Bradley Center's been there and could never make a go. But look at it now. Look how it is. And I'm not saying it's going to be like that every night when the Bucks aren't playing, but, you know, for a playoff game and what we got here and hopefully the NBA Finals coming here, that place is going to be alive and well. It was. It was rolling last night. During the game, I looked out one of the windows and it was like, wow, how cool is this? This is our city. This is our town, man, on top of the sports
our
world.
Our team, our town.
It is. It is, man. It was great. I love Milwaukee. And I know you do too. I love Milwaukee, man. Been here all my life. And it's just to see us after all these years and this city come alive with a district like that, pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
I love Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee so much, I might get a tattoo. I don't have any tattoos. I might get a Milwaukee tattoo.
Like what, a cooler by the lake tattoo?
Maybe like a 414.
Okay.
Something like that.
I'm not a tattoo guy.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll take a cattle brand and brand the Milwaukee flag to my chest. I just love Milwaukee.
Okay, well, all right.
You know what? It's good that we're finally getting this attention,
well,
too.
It's good that you feel that way, because I was a little worried the last couple of days when I was bashing Canada and you weren't backing me. I was thinking that you didn't like it here.
No, I wasn't sticking up for Canada. I was sticking up for geography, because you kept saying Toronto's covered in ice. It's like 40 miles north of Milwaukee. Latitudinal longitudinally.
I'll find out. And Velasquez, I saw him last night, Matt Velasquez from the Journal Sentinel and our Milwaukee Basketball Insider, one of them. And he says, hey, Matt, Toronto, don't short sell it. There's some cool places I'll show you. So we'll find out next week.
Yeah, you'll have a good time. 799-1250, Mike is downtown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Just calling to give the fans some credit. I remember after game one against the Celtics, there's a lot of people kind of ragging on the fans at the forum, and last night was insane. And the team did a great job of hitting shots to come back, but I was at both games and the energy was just completely different. So I just want to give the fans some credit. And I agree with Chuck. This is amazing that this is happening for our city. As a longtime Bucks fan, I just can't believe it.
It is. It is awesome. And it's just starting. Now that we got a taste of this, let's keep this thing going, man, for a few years. I mean, this isn't over yet this season, but I don't want this to be a one-year wonder here. I want to keep this thing going and keep this excitement going. You know, I saw some people on Twitter say, wow, look at all these bandwagon people. Hey, you know what? Who cares if they're bandwagon fans? They have a right to be bandwagon fans because the organization has been putrid for many, many years with lousy ownership. Lousy ownership that did nothing for this team. So I don't blame fans for not going out to games and being disgusted with the team and them being a non-issue, because the Bucks did not do for many years anything to make them excited about the team. Now they are, and just like the Brewers last that run last year attracted new fans, and so have the Bucks now.
Yeah, I'm not gonna discredit anybody that's just jumping onto this now.
Hell no, the Bucks have been lousy. Why would you want to be a fan of a team like that?
I mean, exactly. Yeah. And I think that with saying that, with welcoming the bandwagon fans, I still think that you do want to give proper credit and respect to those that have sat through all the crap of the last 20 years, that have sat through Bucks Ready to Rise with Joe Alexander and Richard Jefferson, that have sat through Larry Sanders, that have sat through Our Team, Our Town with Tony Kukoc and TJ Ford.
And have been teased like by Brandon Jennings with that 57-point game in 10 years ago, thinking maybe the Bucks got something here. I still remember Sparky's postgame show that night, and he was in love. He was all in. He was all in that finally Brandon Jennings was the star that we were looking for. And a few short years later, we realized it's not happening. So there was we've been teased many times, and we've had Gian Leon. How about him?
Gian Leon.
Yeah, that's another guy. You know, sixth pick in the draft. Didn't want to be here, obviously. And, you know, certainly played like it.
Joe Alexander. I think tomorrow, are we going to do it later today? Let's just read every roster of the last 20 years.
No, I was thinking this. How about name, like, this run the Bucks are on is for all the bad moments that fans have been through. And there's been, like we've just said here, there's been selected, you know, this run is for the Joe Alexander draft picks. Gian Leon signing bad free agents. You know, the bad free agents that they've signed over the years. I mean, there's just a whole litany of them. Dan Gadzirich signings. All that, Bart. There's been so many bad, bad moves.
Trading
this
two first-round picks for Grievous Vasquez.
Exactly. On and on you can go. But this is finally showing us that, you know what, hey, this is here to stay. And little did we know.
Dan Gadzirich. I always liked him.
6 years, I think it was 5 years, $30 million. Oh my God! Really?
I always liked him.
You're the guy.
Paul Gasol cutting Christian Wood for Paul Gasol.
No, I'm not going to complain about that. But still, there's been a number of just horrendous trading. Ray Allen. You can go on. This is for all the bad moves the Bucks have made in the last 30 years. Giving Mike Dunleavy too much power as GM and coach back in the early 90s when he was supposed to be the guy to turn this thing around. Now this is finally here, this winning, and hopefully it's here to stay.
This one's for you. Is that a slogan taken by anybody? This one's for you, and you.
Sounds like a beer commercial.
Oh, yeah, might be where I thought of that. You know who we should talk to right now while we're commiserating? How about our friend Ram?
Ram!
On the north side, who we have not talked to a lot recently. Why is that, Ram?
Hi, Ram.
Been busy, Chuck. Been busy, Bart, but I'm following and I'll be listening along.
All right.
All the time.
How we feeling, Ram?
Good to hear from you, Ram.
Well,
how are the Bucks going to lose this series, Ram?
You know, I'm going to be a realist, Bart.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing against bandwagon people because I am a Warriors fan, and I'm going to tell you why I'm a Warriors fan, because Looney played high school ball with my former summer league players named Jamal Norwood. They're good friends that I've known Looney for a long time. So
Kevon Looney, friend of the show.
He's and I'm just impressed that he's been able to hang through there, and the Warriors got faith in him, and you know, and he goes back to Latrell Sprewell. So I'm not a bandwagon guy. I'm an old school guy, you know, despite what a lot of your tweeters talk about.
Did you see Looney the other night? He took one to the, like, he made like a Kevin Durant like move to the rim.
He can play.
Yeah, he's good.
He was an All-American. He was a high school All-American, so I mean, he deserves to be there. He can play. He's just in a different role, but I mean, he's there.
Played high school ball for a guy who's from Fond du Lac, Tommy Diener. Yeah.
Yep. Sure did. But being a realist, Chuck, I know some people are saying some things about you had some doubt about some things, and you know. About with the Bucks, and I'm just looking at game by game. And what I get upset about is I don't like when people say make excuses, you know, because, you know, athletes are humans too. And people kind of throwing this thing up under the bus as if the Raptors wasn't tired after a grueling series with the Sixers. That was a grueling game. And to me, as a coach, I looked at it, they didn't have no legs. They really ran out of gas. There's a lot of shots were falling off. I mean, shots they probably would have made. And then the other thing, Chuck, I challenge anybody on your Twitter account is to look up Kyle Lowry and his monster games in the playoffs on YouTube. There's a catalog of them. So, yeah, he sometimes, you know, he'd be in and out, but I don't know what that is. They got to change the coach, you know. His role's probably changed. But even last year when they played the Raptors, he had monster
games. Ram, we're trying to have a party here. You're bringing us down a little bit.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You're right in one thing, though.
Okay.
I think the Raptors ran out of legs in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but people, I don't hear no one saying that. I don't hear no one saying that. If it was the other way around, that's what we would hear. So I was trying to bring a balanced narrative to it, but the Bucks capitalized on it, and they pulled it out.
Well, that's what we are, balanced news coverage. Yep. Oh, wait, that's somebody else who's got that.
But what do you think?
Yeah, no, we're as biased as it gets.
We're the other way.
Oh, yeah, jeez. Yeah.
But you guys keep it, y'all keep it on the narrative. Y'all keep it right in between. Because I've heard Bart say things that people didn't like, and I heard you say things people like, and I say things a whole bunch of people don't like. But, you know, I try to keep everything 100, but Lopez had a great game, but like what you said, Bart, can he do that again?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Bucks are going to win the series, Ram?
I don't know.
Ram?
I don't know. I'm being honest. I don't know. I mean, and the other thing, we act like Kawhi Leonard was in the Finals MVP.
Your boy Chris Middleton shut down Kawhi Leonard in the fourth quarter.
Kawhi Leonard, I think, was tired. I don't think he shut him down. I don't think he shut him down. He was getting a lot of help, sorry. He didn't shut him down. Kawhi got his average. He averaged 31 a game.
Yeah, there were a bunch of guys in on Kawhi last night.
What did he do in the fourth quarter? Nothing.
There were a bunch of guys in on Kawhi.
Middleton played like trash.
Offensively.
Offensively didn't play great, but he made up for it on the defensive end.
But Chuck, Middleton has played up and down like this all season, so that's not a surprise.
Middleton made himself the max contract last night, Ram.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Would you sign that check, Bart?
Yes. I've wanted Middleton all season to stay here. Perfect compliment next to Giannis. Defensively, he brought it last night.
So
need guys like that.
4 for 12 at 11 points. Did it for you last night, huh?
The defense did it for me last night. Defensively. It's a two-way game.
I think sometimes he gets underrated for his defense.
It's a two-way. I do, too.
That's true. I'm glad you're going there. Because I think sometimes, too often, people focus on the offensive end of what these guys do defensively. And, yeah, he used his length last night. But he had help from teammates, too. They made it really difficult on Kawhi in the fourth quarter.
That was our friend Ram. We're going to kick him off the bandwagon. Let you guys come on here. We love Ram. 799-1250. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Bucks, take game one because the Raptors were tired. It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Credit Coach Bud with that. He wants us to stick with it. He wants us to continue to shoot open shots, continue to let it fly. So, it instills confidence in us the whole game.
The Bucks are what's hot. There's no need to deny. So what we gonna do?
Let it fly, let it fly.
That blue, green, and cream make opponents running high. So what we gonna do?
Let it fly.
Straight from the Central Division. We're focused on winning. It's pure tunnel vision. The Bucks on the mission. Here we go, let's go. Welcome to the Bled Show. Go Bucks, go, cause the president said so. Giannis flying high. Look up in the sky.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Best Bucks coverage brought to you in part by Q Club of Wisconsin, your home to watch all the playoff action while enjoying their huge indoor game room on Facebook or QClubofWI.com. Bucks 108. Raptors 100. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Use the hashtag CW tickets if you want to win Summerfest tickets. We've got a contest up there about who your favorite announcer is in all of sports. We'll kick that around a little bit later on in the program. Also going to talk to Ben Golliver, Washington Post, at 9:30. Of all the guests we've had on, I mean, we've had a lot of good guests that you can always go back and listen to on the podcast or the free app. He was a good one, so we're excited to talk to him again today at 9:30. Bucks take down the Raptors game one, 414-799-1250. Martinez, you've been wearing your lucky socks, bud.
Hey, Martinez.
Hey, yeah, man. I had on my Bucks socks yesterday, Bucks shirt. Then I wore my shirt like you're supposed to, man. But
at the game, you were there?
Oh, yeah, I was there.
All right.
I want to give a shout-out, though, to a guy on Twitter, man. His name is at Bucks Duncan. Like Dunkin' Donuts, Buck Dunkin'. And he follows me on Twitter and stuff, and he was like, hey, man, have you been in playoff games? And I was like, nah, man, I can't afford to. I'm getting married in June, so all my money's tied up. He was like, you know what? You can go. I know you're a diehard fan. I hear you all the time. I see you on Twitter, you know. And he hooked me up with a ticket to the game yesterday.
What?
Like, yeah, he did me and a teacher. He paid it for it to a teacher and stuff, too. So we met, all the three of us met each other for the first time. In real life, yeah, it was pretty cool. I thought that was really cool of him to do that. There's some really nice people out here, man. Really cool.
Hey, man, that's the night you never forget. A Bucks winning an Eastern Conference playoff game.
Yeah, I ain't gonna never forget that night, man. The crowd was great, and I mean, it was loud in there, dude. It was loud,
and
it stayed like that. Even when we was down, we were still yelling defense. Man. That's why I barely got a voice now. And the Deer District. Man, dude,
That's a cool place to hang out. I mean, I forgot I had to go to work today because I was down there hanging out, going into the bar like I ain't have nothing to do this morning.
Right.
It is so nice. And Shaq in person is a big dude. That's a big dude, man.
Were you there when he came into the crowd?
Yeah, I was there. I was right by him. He was up and jumping up and down, standing there walking in saying Barkley sucks.
Yeah, that was cool.
Was that on TV when he was doing Barkley sucks?
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah, it was on TV, yeah. It was cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But I got a couple points about the game that I noticed. And yeah, Middleton is a hell of a defense, so he held Kawhi down, man. He did. It was, besides the Bucks, you know, struggling from shooting, like Ralph said, they, you know, Toronto legs were tired. Hey, we had too much time off, so our shooting was bad. I mean, really bad for 3-point. And I don't know why Bledsoe shoots threes all the time. Dude, he's a mini LeBron, man. Just take it to the hole. They cannot stop him. No one on that team can stop him when he comes down the lane like that.
Yeah.
So he first to shoot threes. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And there was some questionable calls yesterday, too, with the refs, man. I don't understand. When we get refs that no one has ever heard of, they always try to go against us. I looked at the cover. It was like they was trying their best to stay in that cover for Vegas. Because the Bucks are a team that get up on you and take off. And every time we had momentum, they blew a whistle on some weird call that wasn't even a foul half the time. But we couldn't get no calls on the other end with Giannis. He got killed down there. But nothing. But hopefully next game it'll be like that. But I just want to say go Bucks, man. And if y'all got a chance to go down there and you can't go to the game, just hit the Deer District. It is fun.
Yeah, get there early, find a parking spot on the street, and head over there. Now, you know, the Bucks' depth, I think, was once again – huge, because when you have certain guys who aren't playing well, and Hill did not play well off the bench. Connaughton didn't play well, but I thought Ersun played well. And, of course, I thought Brogdon was really, really good. And seeing him hitting some shots last night and playing defense, it was like, man, Brogdon, despite missing, what, almost 2 months of basketball, Brogdon looked like his own self back there again, back in the rotation getting 27 minutes.
I want to give a Twitter shout-out to a guy named Vince at It's Professor H. He sends me this picture of him wearing the T-shirt. He's got like a beard like me, big red beard. His hair's cooler than me. Almost a man bun situation going on there. But, you know, so he sends me this picture. He says, I put the shirt on for you, Bart. And I'm like, oh, cool. I retweet it. 20 seconds later, the dude's on TV. I was like, oh, I know that guy from 20 seconds ago.
Okay.
So it was good to see. That was, I don't know. I like geeked out over this guy. It's like, hey, that's my friend of 20 seconds on TV.
Well, Friday night, that place should be roaring again on a Friday night.
Oh, my good God.
With the Bucks already up 1-0 in the series, that'll be ramped up extra special on Friday night.
Yeah, that's why you want those weekend games, man.
Yeah, well, you know, get those fans in. Hey, it's great for the Deer District to be popping like that. Like, let's carry that party over to the opening tip-off in Fiserv. Be in those seats, man, and get ready to go for opening tip-off.
Chuck, it's our good friend Kevin over at Maple Ridge, 799-1250.
Kevin?
Kevin!
Yes.
Hi,
What's
Kevin.
Up, buddy?
Not too much. Good morning.
Good morning, man.
We have students here at Maple Ridge.
Yeah, what are they doing today?
They're doing their CNA work. We have nursing assistants. The students do their work, and I enjoy it.
Oh, good.
By the way, I got to tell you, Chuck, was it you that wanted to come up here?
I think it was Bart that said he was going to make a day-long visit to your to Maple Ridge. I think Bart said he's going to plan.
What you have to do?
I think he was going to stay there for a couple of nights too.
Oh well.
Can I bunk up with you, Kev?
Yeah, you got to roll a cot.
You better check with our social worker. We have to, we have to check with the powers that be, the social workers, Diane and Lindsay.
I'll just make a visit and then I'll like slip under your bed.
You know, for 2 minutes here, I feel like I'm on the Gordon Hinckley show.
No. I don't think the nursing staff would
ask
like
your neighbor.
That.
Kevin, did you listen to the game last night?
Yeah, I heard it. Holy smokes! Do you listen to the radio portion at home?
Never.
No.
You don't?
TV.
Yeah, but you missed the radio portion. where the guy, they pick up the PA system there, and they pick up at forward, you know, there's a Chris Middleton.
Oh, they don't do that. They don't show that on TV.
Okay.
No. Kevin, you should apply for the PA job.
Boy,
when it opens.
Kevin, man, you got a good set of pipes there.
Yeah.
What are you doing at Maple Ridge, man? You should be out being a PA for at least a small college somewhere.
Yeah.
Remember Eddie Doucette?
Well, you're going to say Jack Gallo, the former PA guy.
Jack Gallo. Remember
yes.
him?
Yes.
Jack Gallo used to do PA work.
Jack Gallo was amazing as the PA guy at the old Omeka. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, he was, and he used to work at the old WRIT.
You're absolutely right. I don't even know if Jack is still alive, but yeah. Yeah, Jack was good.
So did
Eddie Doucette.
So did Eddie Doucette.
Yeah.
Now I got a question for you guys. What was the name... What was the name that they called Eddie Doucette?
What he had nicknames for everybody else. Fast Eddie?
No.
What did they call him? I think that's what they called him, Fast Eddie.
No.
I think that's
no.
what John McLaughlin called him.
No.
What did they call him?
I'll give you... you got to fill in the blank. The Duke of...
The Duke of Earl.
The no. Duke of Dousman.
No.
What is it? We got to get going.
The Duke of Dilemma.
Oh, I don't remember that. Don't remember that, man.
Kevin, we'll be in touch.
Kevin, good stuff.
Okay.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, buddy.
Enjoy the day.
All right.
Stay away from those nursing students. Hopefully those nursing students are in good moods. You know, some of those...
Mike's in Franklin. What's
students,
up, Mike?
You know, depending on what time they roll out of bed.
The Duke of Franklin.
The Duke of Franklin. Guess it's not a bad title. I just find it funny that a lot of people are blaming the Raptor fatigue on the Raptors and he was taking the game. Really?
Well, say that again?
I didn't get that word.
We couldn't hear you.
I mean, I'm pretty sure this is the playoffs. You're going to have these kind of swings. And it's great to see Lopez step up, but if you guys saw, Giannis wasn't his regular self, Giannis.
Yeah.
He got, 24 and 12, somewhere in that neighborhood. So this is why I think, like I said at the beginning of the series, it's going to be over five. He's going to have 35 and 16 in the next game, and they're just going to demolish him and then head into Toronto, take one, and finish it off in Milwaukee. So just look out, Toronto fans, if you're listening. Giannis ain't himself the first game, second and so on. He's going to tear you guys apart.
You're right. Giannis wasn't himself, but I thought the times too. He wasn't as selfish. I don't like him to be. I'm one of the honest self. They're being selfish, man. There'd be times he'd be driving to the basket, driving and kicking. I want Giannis to be selfish, get underneath the hoop, and go up, big boy, and throw that thing down. Don't be driving to the hoop 2 feet away from the hoop and kicking out for a three. Take it to the hoop, get fouled, make those free throws, and keep living.
Giannis, who was 24 and 14 last night.
Yeah.
But it was like the Celtics game where that first game he kind of figures out how they're going to play him. And then in the next games, I think we'll see him attack the scheme that Toronto put onto him. Jason's in Colgate. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. You?
Good. I'm starting to think that this team's pretty invincible. I mean, you had a team that shot 11 for 44 from three-point land. And then you have the other team that dropped 31 and 30 on you with their two stars. I mean, this is just, unbelievable to watch. But I think the two main factors, I don't know if you guys are listening to the telecast at all, but I think it was Chris Webber or Reggie Miller that was around minute 35 or minute 36. They mentioned that Kawhi Leonard was already on, 32 minutes, and he looks physically tired.
Well, that's what they do with him. He had 42 last night. The minutes coming into this series, and, Toronto played a few more games, but Kawhi played, 448 minutes-ish coming into the series, and Giannis and Middleton and those guys were at about 260.
Well, this is where depth helps for the Bucks.
Right. Kawhi's got 200, and yeah, he rested more in the regular season for this purpose, but he's got 200 more minutes of playoff wear and tear on his legs than the starters for the Bucks do.
Well, you look at the Raptors had three guys play over 40 minutes, Leonard, Siakam, and Lowry, but those guys got to play big-time minutes because their bench isn't as good. Now, we both said that we'd like Giannis to be playing in the 40s, but he's been playing in the late 30s as far as minutes is concerned because the Bucks have guys who can come in and spell Giannis. I mean, there's a little bit of – obviously, there's a drop-off when Giannis comes out of the game. But
yeah, just a slight one.
But there's been times when, like with Giannis, he comes out of the game and they still keep it going. They still are able to hit shots and play well on both ends of the court. A little different, differently to get the job done without Giannis out there, but they still – they, you know, sometimes they'll add to the lead.
I think another thing too, guys, is you look, I personally, if I was the Raptors, I'd rather have Valanciunas over Gasol. And you remember Valanciunas last year, the guy was just a wrecking ball down low, and Gasol really, he was taking up more space than anything.
Yeah, they miss his rebounding for sure. That's where, when they made that move. Mm-hmm. Jason, thanks for the call. When they made that move, I mean, Gasol's a better shooter.
Boy, Gasol, though, is not putting up the numbers he did in Memphis. And he's not going to, but still, he was 2 of 11.
Yeah, 2 of 11.
2 of 11 shooting last night. He had double-digit rebounds.
He had 12 boards, too, last night.
But, boy, he had a couple of early shots, but, man, he was missing threes and just was not very good at all. Not the Marc Gasol we saw in Memphis, that's for sure.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart, that's Chuck, 799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bucks beat the Raptors. Game one goes to Milwaukee. More next.
Sports Flash right now.
It's got a downtown that you will not believe. It is just jam-packed with people all the time. Unlike last night, walking downtown around the arena where we were, there was nobody. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And what is it with leaving the carcass of the old stadium just there to bleach in the sun like bones of a whale?
So now you're coming out of my town.
That was Alan Carter. He does a Canadian news program in, obviously, Canada. And he was in studio with us for about 20 minutes to come and just insult the hell out of us. You can catch the podcast, Fan on Demand, brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100. In Greenfield on the radio.com app, free to download. I didn't realize in talking to that guy, listening back to it, how distinguished his voice is. I'm very jealous.
Well, yesterday I ran into him at the Bucks game.
You did?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, here's the deal, Bart. You know how I come in the morning, I got sweats on, I got the hat on, I got the glasses on.
You look terrible.
I look horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I look like ass in the morning.
You look like an ass.
I do. I just look terrible. Okay. But so, you know, I'm at the game last night. I'm shaved. I got my hair. You know, I'm out of the shower. I'm good.
You look like the bar fly at the corner bar that hasn't left the seat in 20 straight days.
Which one?
Any. You look like a hobo.
Well, I mean, not after I take a shower. I'm looking good last night.
But in the morning, you look
in the morning, God.
You never. Ever once had even a thought about your personal hygiene.
Not in the morning. I'm going to go work out after this and all that. But at night. Okay, so I walked by him.
You want to talk about
and I said,
my boy Freem's being a player.
And I told him, I said, Alan, you don't recognize me, do you? And he goes, he did a double take. Chuck? And I go, yeah. I goes, man, you're not the same guy I saw this morning. What happened?
And he said, oh, my God, yeah. I can't believe it. It's Chuck Freeman.
I said, well, you know, you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm looking kind of rough. I'm usually 3 or 4 hours of sleep. But, I'm two different persons.
He kind of sounds like Alan Thicke.
He does a little bit.
I'm Alan Thicke.
He did. We had him pegged, though, as the Ted Perry of Toronto.
Yeah.
And he kind of had the look and all that of Ted Perry.
It's got a downtown that you will not believe. It is just jam-packed with people all the time. Unlike last night, walking downtown around the arena where we were, there was nobody. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And what is it with leaving the carcass of the old stadium just there to bleach in the sun like bones of a whale?
So now you're coming out of my town.
Yeah, I like that guy. But if he was not impressed with Tuesday night, he had to be impressed with yesterday. You guys showed out last night for the city of Milwaukee. Those are images that are transmitted nationally. I mean, everybody who likes the NBA and likes sports is watching what is the best pre and post game on TV inside the NBA with Kenny, Ernie, who's from here. His dad was on the Braves. when they won in 57. Shaq and Charles, of course. That squad being in that Deer District, in that mess of people, and you guys staying after the game and partying with them, it is just such an incredible look. Milwaukee, when you say the city of Milwaukee to somebody across the country, I don't know when the first good thought comes up. They may hear about the bad stories, which there are. They may hear about, you know, beer and cheese and the stereotypes, which there are. But last night, you got to see this city going all out for one of its sports teams, and you got to see what sports does when the teams are good, and that's bring the town together. I'm driving in. There's some guy walking on a street with the Bucks shirt on. I nearly pulled over just to give him a thumbs up, but then I realized it's like 5:30 in the morning, and that might be a little creepy.
I did.
But I am just so impressed and so excited when this town rallies behind a team.
It is. It's fun, man. It is fun. You know, I had talked to some of those guys who were in town last night, and they were talking about the Deer District. It was, they were like, man, the Deer District, that district, they didn't refer to Deer District, but it's that, this, you know, outside, it's hopping.
And this thing's like 3 weeks old.
Yes, and they said, well, we were down here last night, and just like Alan said, on a Tuesday night, I said, well, on a Tuesday night, show me how many downtowns are hopping on a Tuesday night in May, unless there's something going on. No, Tuesday night is never, I mean, people aren't just going to go down out on it. This isn't Times Square, all right? This isn't Times Square. This ain't Chicago. You know? I mean, people are not going to be out on a random Tuesday night filling up the Deer District. All right, that's just the way it is in Milwaukee. It's never going to be that way. You know, the way the population is, this is not going to be that way. But you know, give me a game like last night and a playoff game, that place is going to be crowded and it's going to be jumping. That's the way it is. So we don't have to defend. Hey, you know, downtown is a morgue on a Tuesday night. Of course it is. Most downtowns are.
I mean, I was there for Game 5 in the Deer District. And it, I mean, I know it was a little colder and it ended up raining after the game, but I feel like when I was looking at it on TV last night, I didn't go down there last night, but I felt like it wasn't even the place I was a week ago.
Yeah.
It just felt insane. And I'm looking at pictures now that people have tweeted out, either from like the ledges of the Punch Bowl social, or if they were in the arena and were able to take a picture, and it's just wall to wall people, and it's exciting to see, you know, this town go crazy for the Bucks. And that's what I've been talking about throughout this. I've been wondering, when is Bucks fever gonna match what we had for the Brewers, when the entire town, it was all Brewers, no matter sports talk radio, the news, common life, your grandma, it was all Brewers in October. We are surely there now with the Bucks. This is awesome.
I agree, but can it go to a next level?
Yes.
Once we get on the verge of going to the NBA Finals and getting to the NBA Finals and getting to a championship round like that, which we haven't been to since 1982, the championship round in anything in the city, and that was the 82 World Series, it's going to go to another level. It's going to go to a whole another level in this city.
It can, and I believe that, but it's going to be hard to top Shaq going into the crowd.
I know.
Chanting Milwaukee.
I know. Does it have a little of that game day atmosphere? You know, like when ESPN comes to game day in Madison?
Oh, for sure.
One of those type of atmospheres? Or we see it on TV when they go to Ohio State or Michigan or whatever.
So they were giving Barkley a hard time last night on the post game. Mm-hmm. I made sure to tape it because I wanted to see everything, you know, word for word. And after we were out last night, just, you know, on the east side, which was still, it felt like we were down there. Because everybody was going crazy at that bar. And I watched the post game last night, and they're making fun of Barkley, even to the point where, Chuck, you've told that story about his arrest in 1991.
Rosie's Waterworks.
They showed his mugshot.
They did?
And Barkley told the story.
What did he say?
Here's Charles Barkley last night on TNT.
6'6". Oh. You're only 6'6". If you had that point on your head, you'd be 6'5". You got that big point
so
on your head.
So here they're showing the mugshot.
That was the night I got arrested and did I did my Karate Kid impersonation.
That would be 1991.
1991.
Here on the Mean Streets.
Yeah, it was.
Was it true? Was that the night you actually took your shirt off?
I took all my clothes off. I had these three guys who were trying to beat me up. I woke up to think I was crazy.
Well,
I did. I started doing hands. I remember the Karate Kid, these three weightlifters up on me.
Yeah.
And I had to take my clothes. I thought they thought I was going to be crazy because it was snowing, too. So I thought they were going to think I was crazy and leave me alone.
Well, maybe you are if you took your clothes off in the snow.
No, Ernie, I was improvised. I'm like the Marines. But this one guy kept standing right in front of me, Ernie.
Yeah.
And I said, wipe on, wipe off. And two guys backed up. This one fool was standing right there. And I hit his ass as hard as I could. I broke his nose. No shirt, no shoes.
No problem.
No problem.
No service.
That's exactly right.
So that's how they took
it. That's what it looked like. They go Lenny and Squiggy, y'all.
Oh, man.
That's exactly what it looked like that night.
Oh, man.
I did go right to jail.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is almost a wrap, unless you got something that you want to do here before we leave. What, you want me to go in the crowd?
And that's when Shaq would then go in the crowd and do the Milwaukee.
Did he say he called the guy white boy?
No, he said wipe on, wipe off.
Oh, okay.
Wax on, wax off.
Okay.
It's a pop culture reference.
Yeah, no, I know.
The movie.
I didn't understand what he said.
Karate Kid.
Yeah. He threw the guy, from what I understand, he threw him right through the glass window at Rosie's, threw him right outside. But yeah, don't mess with pro athletes or even ex-pro athletes. You don't want to mess with those guys. Barkley would take on all three of those guys.
Said he took his shirt and shoes off and tried to make them think he was crazy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was funny to see last night, the TNT crew. It leads us to our question today, your chance to win Summerfest Power Passes. What's a Power Pass? It gets you entry to all 11 days of Summerfest and a friend, so you get a pair of them. The question is, who is your favorite blanket favorite? It's just got to be TV. Favorite TV sports broadcaster, announcer, play-by-play, whoever. I don't care. It could be Steve Tasker on the CBS sidelines. Don't care. It could be somebody here in Milwaukee. Ted Perry, sure, he's sort of a sports guy. It could be anybody. Blanket, you tell us with the hashtag CWTickets at 105.7 FM, the fan.
I really enjoy Kevin Harlan, man. Kevin Harlan gives you that big game atmosphere, whether it's a Monday Night Football or broadcasting a random Thursday night NBA game on TNT out in Portland. Kevin Harlan to me is the guy. He's the prototypical broadcaster, not only from here, from Green Bay, but I love Kevin Harlan, man. Kevin Harlan's just an outstanding broadcaster. Phenomenal. He should be the number one broadcaster on TNT.
Yeah, well, they've been talking about that, that Marv Albert may be doing a little retirement tour. Mm-hmm. In the next couple of years. Just some answers from you guys quick, and you can continue to chime in. We'll have a winner just after 10 o'clock. Brian Anderson, Mike Tirico, Brian Anderson, Sophia Minert, Matt LePay, who can make a cockroach race sound interesting. That's from Bill. He's going to go Wayne Larrivee. We've got Keith Jackson, Brian Anderson, Matt Vasgersian. Caitlin Sharkey gets a vote from Tim. Scott Van Pelt.
Was that from Tim Van Voren, the vote?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's from Brandon Cruz.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can come up. Oh, Stephanie Sutton gets a vote.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. That's from at Chuck Freeman.
Oh, that's not from me. Might be my burner account. No, what would yours be?
Mine?
Yeah.
You know what? Something I might say that you don't believe, but I think it might be true. I think I might like Stephanie Sutton more than you like her.
How's that?
I just really like Steph.
There's not a lot to dislike about Stephanie.
I know.
Friendly, personable.
Next time we ever
swears like a sailor.
I might be the creepy one.
Swears like a sailor.
Yeah, big time fan of Steph.
Yeah, yeah, she's and good on the air.
Yeah, Chuck and Winkler, we're decent. 799-1250. Bucks beat the Raptors, game one. Is it over, Freems? Is the series over? Are we that dumb?
It's getting there.
Chuck and Winkler, more from you guys next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.